I'd like to begin by having Reverend Peter Ives join us up front for a dedication.
Good morning, and it's good to be here with you today. On this day, when we gather to commemorate the 30 years since the signing of the Brewster Consent Decree that led to the closing of the state hospital 15 years ago, I invite you to take time to remember, to celebrate, and to dedicate yourselves anew to the work that lies ahead. Let us take time to remember. Let us remember all the people who were here at the state hospital over the years. Let us remember the former patients who lived here. Let us remember them, that we might honor them. Let us name them in our hearts, that we might never forget their dignity as human beings. Let us remember the staff and the caretakers. Let us remember their dedication and service, the help they gave, the love they shared, the healing they facilitated, the community of support they nurtured. At the same time, let us never forget also the lives that were lost, the traumas that went unrecognized, the diagnoses that were wrong, the treatments that were harsh, the pain inflicted, the isolation and loneliness experienced. Let us remember both the good and the bad today and learn. And let us remember all people who have mental illness today and all those who support them. Let us take a moment of silence to remember. And let us also take time to celebrate the signing of the Brewster Consent Decree and the important reasons for closing the state hospital and all that has followed. Let us remember the successes of community-based community mental health. Let us celebrate the ways many, like our own community in Northampton, has responded with community-supported mental health services. Let us celebrate the way our whole community has worked to take responsibility for mental health for all who live in our midst. The caring and attentive ways of our mayor and city officials and the way they've responded, housing officials and teachers, police and firefighters, business owners, houses of worship, schools, community centers, shelters, including especially our own homeless shelter and hot meal program. Let us celebrate the way so many have come to feel a personal responsibility to help the mentally ill to feel they are not just in our community, but of our community and one of us. And let us remember the progress that has been made to create here on this village hill today a new community where those who still have mental illness and developmental disabilities can still have a home, a real home, on these grounds that once was the state hospital. And finally, let us take time to dedicate ourselves anew to the work that lies ahead. Let us dedicate ourselves to the ongoing challenges of supporting community-based community mental health. Let us individually and collectively refuse to succumb to the images of despair and the stigma so often associated with mental illness. In the words of Pat Deegan, a well-known ex-patient and activist, let us be a conspiracy of hope as we press back against the strong tide of oppression which for centuries has been the legacy of those labeled with mental illness. Let us refuse to reduce human beings to illness. Let us recognize that within each one of us there's a person, and that as people, we share a common humanity with those who were diagnosed with mental illness. And let us recognize everyone's potential for recovery. And let us never give up hoping for recovery. Meaning, in Bill Anthony's words, that possibility of everyone living a satisfying, hopeful, and even contributing life, even with limitations caused by illness, and everyone being able to find new meaning and purpose and success in their lives as they grow beyond the catastrophic effects of mental illness. Let us dedicate ourselves to the work of support, healing, community building, and recovery that lies now before us all. Take care.